The apple tree was there in the old walled garden when we moved in over 40 years ago. It won't last much longer, warned the previous owner. But it did, providing its fruit for apple pies, apple cakes, apple jellies, for all those years, until Peter, the tree surgeon, agreed it was time to fell it. We felt bereft, but grew to welcome the light. We stored the logs for the winter and picked out the larger pieces. I called a woodturner and told him the story of the tree. I asked if he could turn some boughs for us. One for each of our children was what I hoped for. I want them to have a tangible memory of the tree, I explained. Seal the cut ends of the wood immediately, he said, and bring the pieces down to me. Now I hope you're not expecting these by Christmas. It was November. The wood will need to dry out. I assured him that I wasn't in a hurry. In fact, I liked the idea of waiting. It was approaching that season, after all. Just as the bulbs I had planted around the base of the tree, the boughs we hoped for might also come with the next turning of the year at springtime. We filled the car with the logs and drove south. As soon as I picked up one of Robert's pieces in his workshop, I knew we had come to the right place. I felt the silky smoothness of the wood as he told the story of that tree felled by a storm which had yielded this bounty for him. I can't make any promises, he said. We'll have to see what the wood does and what I can get from it. They'll be small enough. We took a photograph of our logs and drove away, animated by the image of the old wood being shaped into something new, of the sadness of the loss of the tree turned round. Some weeks later, I received a message on my phone and opened up to find a video of Robert turning our wood on his lathe. The beauty of the emerging shape delighted us.